everyone, and welcome back to a Nerdable Podcast. We are your hosts, Abel and David, and we are back officially from holiday break. David, welcome back, sir.
Thank you. Good to be back, finally.
Finally, talk about all of our nerdy things, and it's been a while since we've done this, so we might be a little rusty, but you guys will get over it. Since we've chatted last, quite a bit has happened. The holidays, you know, happened, and an uptick in the COVID cases. And so that's affected a lot of, I know I work in retail, that's affected like retail sales in general. And so we're going to talk about quite a few things today. But first, let's talk about with some pickups that we've recently had, or maybe that we've picked up since we last chatted. David, what have you picked up recently?
So I actually haven't bought too much. I've mainly just been designing, but I'm still waiting for like one of the local graders here in Corpus to give me a few of the cards I submitted to him. But I'm assuming due to the holiday, just like everybody else, he probably took a break and so he's running behind. So I'm just waiting on those, and then technically that'll be a pickup, but
The cards that you sent to get graded, right?
Yeah, those are the cards I got to send graded. I'm probably going to make a video about those too, but I mean, I haven't gotten them back yet. But I'm assuming that's the holiday.
Cool. So my recent pickups have been the same. Pretty slow. Speaking of waiting, my fucking Charizard 10-inch keeps on getting rescheduled.
Me too. Mine's already in January. I was supposed to get it last month, and I think now it's like the 26th because the Amazon kids are like...
My 10-inch Charizard now is going, it's like a February something now. I'm so annoyed by that. But when did we order these? Like when they were first announced, right?
This was like September. We ordered like in September or November. And
we ordered like the same day or like a couple of days apart.
Yeah. Still nothing.
Yeah. I'm so annoyed. That just triggers me thinking about it, actually. But besides waiting on that, I've recently just picked up, as far as Pokemon, I got the Pikachu VMAX, like the premium box, the VMAX box. I got the Pikachu Celebrations VMAX, like the box with the figurine. Those are still sealed. I haven't opened anything just because Celebrations... I like the packaging and the excitement around the 25th anniversary, but I'm not really a big fan of, like, the packs. Like, the actual cards in them, you know? Like, there's four cards in each pack, I think, and then, you get, like, duplicates in every pack. So, it's like, I haven't been a fan of them, so... yeah. And then, as far as Funko Pops, I actually only have... kind of two things I picked up. I decided after watching the Marvel Eternals movie, I decided that I'm going to get the Eternals Funko Pops because I fucking love that movie. And so I got the Cersei Target exclusive Funko Pop. And then a friend gifted me with the Harry Potter Funko 2021 Advent calendar. So that was cool because I've had everyone for the last like 4 years, I think. So I have just like a bunch of like little mini Funkos, you know, but they're cool because I put them like in I hot glued to like the shadow frame, like the shadow boxes. And so it looks like a cool display. So yeah, that's kind of all I've had. And I'm waiting for the Eternals line as far as Funko. They all release like in late January and then early February, and I will be buying all of the Eternals. And other than that, there hasn't really been anything else that I've wanted. So, I want to get started. There's a lot of Pokemon, some interesting stories that we're going to talk about today. And the first one is going to be, we're going to talk about two Los Angeles police department officers who were fired for playing Pokemon Go and ignoring a robbery call. You heard that right. Two LA officers have lost an appeal and their jobs after, and this happened in 2017, a game of Pokemon Go, but they've been appealing it ever since, but they have lost it. Instead of responding to a nearby call, the officers were caught searching for Pokemon characters through the Pokemon Go app. That Saturday, a radio call for a 211, aka robbery in progress, had been sent out, according to the ruling. The Macy's at Crenshaw Plaza, located southwest of downtown LA, was being robbed by multiple suspects. The rule notes that I don't want to say their names, but they're already all over the internet, but the two police officers heard the call come in, and when one of the officers, like the sergeant or the captain or whatever, actually arrived to the scene, he realized that there was like some missing police officers. And later, it was found out after they reviewed the dash cam that the two officers were playing Pokemon Go for 20 minutes during the whole incident. They heard the call because they both looked at each other, but then they ignored it, and they even were quoted saying, "Aw, screw it."
Aw. So horrible.
David, what are your thoughts on this, David?
I mean, you gotta put priorities first, I guess.
Yeah, Pokemon Go.
Yeah, robberies happen every day, but you hardly can catch those rare Pokemon on Pokemon Go. Maybe it was an event. It was like a spotlight day, and they had to have it. They were like trying to get it. Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to talk about, since we talk about like police getting fired, well, two full-time national servicemen, so I believe this actually happened in Singapore, if I'm not mistaken. So two national servicemen sold nearly $2,000 worth of Pokemon merchandise from the Pokemon Center located at Shang Jewel and a gift shop in Tanglin Mall. And so these people, I guess it's like they're police officers or they're military of some kind. They were both on June 14th of last year. They went to the Pokemon Center at the airport and sold two Elite Shining Fate trainer boxes, two packets of deck shield sleeves, and they slipped them to the bag and jacket and walked out. 2 days later, they went back to steal more items, and they took an Elite Shining Fate trainer box. Actually, it was multiple boxes, and a staff member discovered this after reviewing CCTV footage before reporting the matter to the police. On June 18th, the two returned to the store for a third time and were seen behaving suspiciously. The staff recognized them from the footage and informed the police. Both were arrested, and the items were recovered from one of their residences. So... what the hell is happening in the world?
I think that was right around the boom still. People were trying to just, you know, make more money on it.
Yeah, literally. And because this was all in the summer. I think the other story happened in August, I think. And this one was in June. And it was like, I think that's what we were talking about, like how things were like getting really crazy, you know? And so... I just thought, I'm like, that's like a little too damn crazy for me.
Especially in the Pokemon Center in Singapore, those things are more valuable because bindings from an actual Pokemon Center, those hold value.
Yeah, and they were like the exclusive ones. So the Pokemon Center exclusives with like the metal, like the shiny, whatever, like the little coin and everything, it's actually like metal. And so, yeah, imagine how much those would have resold for. They would have made a killing off of them. So I guess that's why it was probably valued at about $2,000. And that's because I was like thinking, like, whenever I read it, it was like only a few items, but because of what they were, I guess, you know, being recent value and all that. Yeah. And so that is wild. Well, keeping on with Pokemon is preparing for their TCG live launch. So the Pokemon trading card game online, it's actually been around for quite some time. It hasn't really been a huge update to the experience. However, there has been news that their beta program of the new kind of Pokemon Live was supposed to go live in November 2021. It was delayed. However, it has recently been said that they already are branding with the Pokemon Live logos, and that like there's little just like Easter eggs all around on different portions of the Pokemon website if you go out and look for them. And so the Pokemon Live game, I have the Pokemon trading card game like online, like the app, downloaded on my computer. I guess the only difference is now you're going to be able to do like, it's going to be kind of like the live aspect, but you'll also be able to give them like the players a mobile option as well. So it'll be a mobile app as well, just not like a desktop app. So have you ever played the TCG online?
I have, just because I have all those code cards and I started using them. Yeah. So I've actually started playing. I went online once and I just got destroyed.
See, and I always win online. And so no, I'm like, so I'm like, oh my god, I'm the Pokemon champion. And so, but it'd be cool, like if it was easier just to get it on your phone, like just to scan the QR code from your phone and like upload it and play it there. But again, we've talked about this, and going into our next topic, I don't really have time or do like mobile games. Like, so David loves a good mobile game, Pokemon Go.
Yeah, I have too many on my phone. To be honest, I need to delete some.
So, talking about mobile games, I want to talk about Pokemon Go. So, Pokemon Go is still a thing. I mean, yeah, that's great. So, February event, Pokemon Go, you know, every month they have, like, these huge events or whatever, and they just announced, like, the different types of events that they are going to have for Pokemon Go in February. So let me get that for you guys. David, have you been playing Pokemon Go?
I have. I've been trying to get a Steelix right now. And the funny thing about that is, well, whenever I went to, because for a whole day during the Christmas break, they like sent a few of us to another store to go help because they had like a Christmas party. And like all these random people just wanted to be my friend, even though I had never met them for the first time. People are so friendly at this other HM. And they all added me to like this Pokemon Go like group. This random guy just came up to me. He's like, "You play Pokemon Go?" I was like, "Yeah, I do." And he was like, "I'm going to add you to this Facebook group." And I was like, "Okay." So like now I'm in a whole Facebook group with a bunch of random people I don't even know.
Well, that's cool. It's going to help you out, I guess. So, all right. Here are some dates and start times for all confirmed Pokemon Go Community Day events for February 2022. Go Battle Day starts February 6th at 12 a.m. local time. You'll receive 4 times the Stardust for winning battles, completing sets of battles, and ranking up in the Go Battle League. Complete 20 sets of Go Battle League battles, up from the regular 5 sets, for a total of up to 100 battles. Your bonuses that day, maximum number of sets you can play per day will be increased from 5 to 20 for a total of 100 battles. 4 times Stardust from win rewards. However, this does not include the end of set rewards and will not stack with the 3 times Stardust bonus that happened on January 8th. So the Master League, Premier Classic, and the Love Cup happens February 7th through the 21st. Master League, there will be no limit on Pokemon CP. Master League Premier Classic, there will be no limit on Pokemon CP. Legendary and Mythical Pokemon excluded, and only Pokemon that haven't been powered up with Candy XL are allowed. And the Love Cup. Pokemon must be at or below 1500 CP to enter. Only red or pink Pokemon will be allowed. That's interesting.
Yeah, I'm already out of that. I don't have any red or pink Pokemon that are under 1500.
You better go catch them. February is the actual, the community day is actually on February 12th at 11 a.m. local time. Niantic have not shared any details as of recording this, so January 12th, they haven't really shared many details for the actual community days, so we'll have to stay tuned for that. But going on with February 21st to the 28th, there will be a Great League, which will allow Pokemon under 1500 CP that can participate. Then an Ultra League, Pokemon under 2500 CP can participate. A Master League, there's no limit on CP. And the Johto Cup. Pokemon must be 1500 CP or below to enter, and only Pokemon with Pokedex numbers 152 to 251 are allowed. So that is not even. February is a short month, and they are going all out because there's still a couple more days here. February 26th is the Pokemon Go Tour Johto. Starting at 9 a.m. local time, Pokemon Go Tour event returns in late February with Pokemon discovered in the Johto region appearing in the wild. And you can check out full details on LeeDuck.com. And then the Pokemon Go Tour live February 27th at 10 a.m. local time. So, it looks like February is going to be an exciting month for Pokemon Go players. You're going to be out there chasing them, trying to find everyone.
Trying to find something, because my Flareon is too strong.
Oh, yeah, and it has to be red or pink for that one.
Yeah, I don't even have anything red or pink. Maybe I have a Wigglytuff, but I don't even know how strong it is.
So, I haven't heard Wigglytuff. That's a long time ago. So, there's this article that I found interesting because I've always kind of wondered this, and it's going to kind of be controversial, but there has been a USA Today web article that ranked the best Pokemon starters from worst to best. So I'm going to go ahead and give you the worst to best, and we will discuss and if we agree. And these are all starters from every generation. Keep that in mind, okay?
Okay. If,
off the bat, what would you say is the absolute worst starter out of every generation?
I would say all of Gen 7 was pretty terrible, but I'd probably go with Litten was good. I lied. I like Litten, but probably, what was his, is it, I forget his name, but it was the steel one. I think it was like Some with a P, but
okay.
I didn't like that one.
Sorry, burst your bubble. But the worst in the USA, according to USA Today, the worst Pokemon starter is Chespin from Pokemon X and Y.
Well, that's kind of messed up. He's kind of boring, but he's really not that bad.
And then we're going from worst to best. Following Chespin is Sobble from Generation 8.
Why are these people so hateful?
Following Sobble, we have Litten. Then after Litten, I was surprised with this one because I actually like this one a lot. Fennekin.
Oh, wow. I'm really surprised by this list already.
Yeah, because Fennekin was one of my favorite to use. Then we move on. They put Snivy above Fennekin.
I don't think I would have done that.
I wouldn't have done that. Then they put Tepig. I would have put Fennekin over Tepig.
Yeah.
But, okay. Then we move on and Treecko.
That Treecko would have been way lower.
Yeah. I don't know. This would surprise, also, I forgot about this one, Grookey.
Oh, I like Grookey.
Yeah, but he's, in the middle, compared to, Fennekin?
I think he should be a little higher, too, though.
And then this is the one you were talking about, which I actually enjoyed. It was one of my favorites, because I do love water Pokemon, is Piplup.
Oh, yeah, Piplup's right around there.
Yeah, so I love Piplup. All right, moving on. It is Generation 4. Can you guess which one from Generation 4?
Is this high? I would say, is it Mudkip?
Turtwig.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay, I don't understand why.
And then this one is, the next one is Rowlet, which I thought should have been like one of the worst.
Yeah.
Like, who uses Rowlet? Like, who uses that?
I don't like Rowlet.
At all. And that was from Sun and Moon. And that makes sense because I didn't like Sun and Moon. So. And then I forgot that this was a starter Pokemon, and I actually like it, and so I was happy it's kind of getting up there. And this Pokemon is a fire type Pokemon. Can you guess which one it is? A fire starter. Yeah, Chimchar.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Chimchar. Then we move on, and they put Torchic above Chimchar. I'm surprised that they put Torchic Chimchar above Fennekin. I feel like Fennekin was way stronger than both of them.
I don't know. People just don't like cats, I guess, because even Litten's really low.
Yeah. And then Froakie, which I do like Froakie, and Greninja is probably one of my favorite evolutions ever. It's probably one of the strongest to me, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's a fan favorite.
Okay. All right. So, this one, this next one is an original starting Pokemon. Can you guess who it is?
I like it to be Bulbasaur.
It is Pikachu.
Pikachu doesn't technically count as a starter, does he?
Yeah, he does, according to USA Today.
I don't know. This is off.
And then we have grass Pokemon, Chikorita.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, because I like Meganium. I don't like Chikorita, but Meganium was good.
Yeah, that's a nice form. One.
And then, okay, I can't believe this. We're getting into the top 10 starters of all time. Number 10, can you guess what it is? It's a fire type.
Oh, I was going to guess Papa Leo. Is it this late? Is it? It's gotta be Charmander. Is that the only one, right? Charmander, why is he so low?
Number 10.
Dang, that's so low.
Number 9, which I kind of, okay, I like this one. Totodile.
Yeah, that's high.
Yeah, I like Totodile. I also liked his evolved form too. I'm just like a water type Pokemon though. This next one really surprised me because I do not like it whatsoever. Like, I hate it.
Is it Mudkip?
Mudkip.
Mudkip. Yeah, Mudkip should be lower, but
it should be like at the bottom. I hate Mudkip. Hate it. This one's okay. Now I know why it's a starter. Now I understand why these are starters. This is one of my favorite Pokemon ever in the whole wide world. Can you guess what Pokemon this... And think about, like, all the games. Not just, like, the regular games, but, like, every game that Pokemon has released. Just not... Like, not technically new generations, but, like, just the games.
Did they count Eevee as a starter, too? They did. Why did they do it? I don't know.
Because of Let's Go. So Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee. So that's why they're on there. Yeah. So they're talking about, they said all-time starters from every game.
They were starters in Yellow.
But Eevee is one of my favorite Pokemon of all time, but it's only because of the way it looks and the evolutions, not because it's powerful to me.
It was a starter in Yellow, so technically, yeah.
Yeah. And this next one I really enjoy, and I really enjoy. It's from the Galar region. Can you guess who it is?
Is it? Well, it's got to be what's it called? Score Bunny.
Score Bunny. I really do like Score Bunny. I like Cinderace. I think Cinderace and Greninja are probably two of my favorite, like, evolved forms. I feel like they're the strongest, too. All right, we're in the top 5. We're getting down to the nitty-gritty here. It's a grass poke.
Bulbasaur is still this low, this high.
Number five. Who is it, David?
Is it Bulbasaur?
Yeah.
Why so high?
I know. Like, it's higher than Fennekin. It's higher than Pikachu. It's higher than
Charmander.
It's higher than Charmander. It's higher than, like, what?
I think USA Today was trying to be different. They're like, yeah. I just want to be different.
I'm going to send them a strongly worded letter. And so, the number four Pokemon of all time.
It's going to be Popplio, and I'm just going to hate it so much.
Yeah. Popplio.
Popplio should be at the bottom. That was, like, the worst one. I did not like Popplio at all.
I did not either, but I did like Primarina.
Primarina?
Yeah, the evolved form. I like the water fairy, so it's like, you know, but, like, come on. It's just, I don't know. All right, next one's another water Pokemon. We're at number three spot.
It's not... I don't know. Who's even left? It's
Generation 5.
I'm trying to remember. Gen 5 was... Was it... I don't remember.
It's who's Oshawott.
Why?
I didn't like Oshawott that much. I do like water Pokemon. I like him, but it's like not number three out of all the best starters ever.
Like, I love Cyndaquil, but he should not be this high.
A Cyndaquil's number two.
He's too high. Like, I love Cyndaquil. He's like my top two favorite, but that's way too high.
I know, but think about Typhlosion.
Yeah, like, Typhlosion is.
Yeah, but then you also think about Charmander and Charizard.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, they put fucking, what's in it? Popplio over Charizard? Like, so the number one Pokemon of best starter of all time is my water Pokemon, Squirtle.
See, who made this? Why were they just like, I'm just gonna turn this list around and I'm just gonna put Bulbasaur in the top 10. Like,
David is so down in top five.
Yeah,
David is so triggered. Like, out of the top five, I think three of them were water Pokemon. Yeah. I promise I did not make this list. David is so triggered right now.
I didn't like this list.
So, the last bit of Pokemon news. I just thought that'd be funny to kind of go over. I saw it on USA Today, and I was like, oh, we have to talk about this list. Because I was like, what? And I kept scrolling, and I'm like, what?
I don't like this list at all.
I'll make sure to send you the link so you can see it for yourself, David.
Yeah, I'm just going to message them.
Message the writer. You know, at the end of the article, they always put the writer's name.
Yeah, I'm just going to email him personally.
It was, who wrote it? C.N. Mayer. Mayer. So, yeah.
How old is he? He's probably, like, in his, like, early 20s.
I don't know, but Squirtle's the number one best starter. You heard it here first.
I don't know. We can start a poll.
All right, the next last bit of Pokemon news is Pokemon Unite news. Pokemon Unite tournament mode announced that it will be played at the 2022 Pokemon World Championships in London this August. This will be played along with Pokemon Go Championship Series, Pokken Tournament DX, and Pokemon Trading Card Game World Championships. That's going to be interesting if they still are going to have that, because the Rona, I don't know how that's happening. So, but do you play Pokemon Unite, or do you do like any of those other like games?
I have Unite. I've given it a try. It's okay. It's not my favorite game, but it's okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's interesting. But I mean, it's not really that cool, but it's okay.
Yeah, so I don't know. We'll see, but that is it for the Pokemon news. David, do you want to talk about some Yu-Gi-Oh stuff that happened over the holiday break? Any, like, the new releases, things that you were excited about, things that you've heard? What's going on in the Yu-Gi-Oh world?
There was a lot of releases during the holidays. I think the back half, like the back two, were probably the best. El Dorado and Brothers of Legend, even though they slowly, like, the hype was slow and it kind of just, like, disappeared into the night. But, I mean, I guess with the holiday, people weren't too hype about it, but, I mean, they were still really good sets. Probably, like, in my opinion, El Dorado was the best set of 2021. I think
made it so good?
I think every single card in that set is viable. Like, not necessarily value-wise, because it doesn't hold a lot of value, but it helped the players of the game. Just because all the really strong cards were really expensive and it didn't allow you to play the game, like, to compete with these guys that were putting thousands of dollars into their decks. I think El Dorado made it more user-friendly for, like, the player, like the everyday player who, like, goes to work, has bills, and, like, you know, he's got a, you know, he wants to play Yu-Gi-Oh, but he's got bills to pay. You know what I mean? So El Dorado made it way more budget friendly for you to make your like decks very viable and meta, I think.
Cool. So I think we talked about El Dorado. I think that's the deck that, or like the one that they said that it was going to be easier to do like major pools from, I think. Like,
yeah,
that get, had, like, a higher pool rate.
Oh, it had a great pull rate, to be honest. So it had, like, one of the better pull rates when it came to, like, cards that were really viable for, like, strategies. So, like, Access Code Talker was fairly easy to pull. That's, like, the harsh pull rate, and that's probably, like, the best card. But cards like Predatory Plant was an easy pull. Chamber Dragon Maid was a semi-easy pull. So it made, like, a lot of cards in the meta very viable, like, again. And super easy to pull, so.
Cool. Well, I want to move on. And since then, there really hasn't been any new Yu-Gi-Oh! Announcements, probably waiting till spring release, probably. Whereas Pokemon has all this news and excitement, especially the Legends of Arceus coming out at the end of this month. Are you buying that, by the way?
Oh yeah, for sure. I'm already gonna go. I'm gonna pre-order it at the local game shop here.
I don't know. I think I texted you on, was it Christmas or New Year's? One of those days, one of the Christmas or Thanksgiving, one of the holidays, and I texted you and I told you I got hooked to my game again. I was playing Sword and Shield.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the one I'm playing? I don't know. Well, that dropped off. Like, that lasted like 2 or 3 weeks, but I was like deep in it. I was like playing till I fell asleep. Like, normally my routine is like watch TikTok videos till I go to bed, but I was like playing Pokemon. I was so obsessed, and I was really enjoying it. Actually, I forgot how like enhanced the Switch is, like the gameplay on the Switch, how good mm-hmm. it feels, like you're like immersed in it, kind of. And so I like that. Did you end up buying a Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl?
No, I was really tempted to, because for my birthday, Nintendo was like, here's a gift. And it was like 10 to 15% off anything I wanted in the store. And it lasts till January 30th. So technically I can still use it for this whole month. And they're like, have a gift on us, so I can buy literally anything. And I thought about using it for Diamond and Pearl just so I wouldn't have to pay full retail price, but I still haven't used it, so I don't know. I might just save it for Arceus and like compare prices between the local shop here and online and see where I get the better deal. But I mean, we'll see what I do with that.
Yeah, Arceus was on sale on Amazon for a few bucks off. I think it was, what is the regular price, $65?
Yeah, I think it's 65, yeah. But
yeah, it was on sale on Amazon for like 52 or something. So I still don't know if I'm going to buy it. I also usually just buy the digital version, so that's hard for me. I know we've talked about this before, and so it's hard for me. I don't have space to, like, put more shit in my house, in my room. Like, I have my black background blurred out because I'm a hoarder of Funko Pops, and so it's ridiculous, and Harry Potter stuff, so... but speaking of Funko, we have some Funko news. Funko is heading into New Year full force, and they are really going to take advantage of this movie Encanto. So that new Encanto movie, like, has broken all these records. It was, like, I think, it's, is it a Disney or Pixar film? Yeah, Pixar, which is off of Disney, I guess. Pixar film Encanto is, like, it broke all kinds of records. That, like, the soundtrack actually was, like, number one. I think it's been 2 weeks in a row on the Billboard top 200 list. Like, that hasn't happened in, like, so many years. Like, this movie is getting all of the, like, everyone's attention. And, well, Funko, of course, is going to take advantage of that. And, I mean, I'm not saying take advantage of, because, obviously, production of these things are probably in planned in advance way beforehand, before they knew the movie was going to be, you know what I mean? I'm just, like, saying they announced it when the iron, they're striking when the iron's hot. So, Funko Pop will be releasing a line of the figures later this month. The figures will have characters Mirabel, Isabella, Antonio, Bruno, Abuela Alma, and different characters from the film. The very first batch of Funkos from Encanto will be released on the 18th. So that's just that's less than a week away now. And they can be they'll be sold for $12 each and are available for pre-order at Amazon and GameStop, including the Funko store itself. Now, I saw the Funkos. They look really cool. They look really very, very detailed. But I haven't, I don't know. I guess I'm a little older to be watching Pixar films at this time. Unless it's like a Toy Story. Like, Toy Story, you can never go wrong. But I don't know.
I mean, is it similar to Coco? Because I see, like, Coco, like, got a huge following.
Yeah, I think so. I think because it has to do with, like, Hispanic heritage and, like, you know, so that's, like, yay, Latinx. Like, that's me, but I'm just, like, I'm not excited about, like, those kinds of films. Although, I did buy that, all the Soul Funko Pops.
Oh, Soul's so good.
Yes, I did, and I bought them because I like the actual, like, when I watched the film after I bought the Funko Pops, because I loved the way the characters looked. And so I bought them and I was like, oh my God, I'm obsessed. And then I watched a movie and I'm like, this is so good. So I don't know. I might. And then, oh, the same thing. The only other, like, Disney kind of film that I was excited for was the, what is it called? Something about the Dragon Raya or something like that.
I know what you're talking about.
Right, that I got all those Funkos. I saw them and I bought them before I watched the film, but I watched the film and I was again obsessed with all of that. So I don't know, maybe I'll watch it, but we will see. But yeah, so that is it for Encanto. Moving on, if you don't know, I don't know what you're doing, but there is another Batman remake in the works, or it's about to be released soon, that it has mixed reviews. I'm excited for it because Batman is one of the very few DC people that I actually know and care about, besides, like, Harley Quinn. She's my lord and savior. But Batman is, they're coming out with a bunch of Funko Pops, and I am super, super excited. Because they have some really cool, like, the Robat characters. I know that some people are not excited because of the casting of Robert Pattinson. He's playing Batman. Zoe Kravitz playing Catwoman. Paul Dano's playing the Riddler. And Colin Farrell, the Penguin. I don't like Colin Farrell. He's canceled. And so, but I do like the characters Catwoman, Riddler, Penguin. That's a very throwback. And so that excites me. One of my probably all-time favorite is also Poison Ivy. I liked her, like the original Poison Ivy, you know. But yeah, so these pops are going to be coming out. They'll be coming out soon. You can actually, Walmart will have an exclusive Batman Funko Pop 4-pack that you can purchase right now, a pre-order for $40. I don't know if I want a 4-pack of Batmans for $40. I mean, that's like $10 each. It's not bad. But it's like, I don't know. There's going to be Batmobile, motorcycle pop rides, 10-inch pops, chase figures, pop plush, pop keychains, all kinds of pop stuff for this Funko movie. There's also going to be a Batman Hot Topic exclusive, a Batman Funko Store exclusive, and a Bruce Wayne exclusive at Target. So, are you looking forward to the new Batman movie? Second of all, are you buying these Funko Pops?
I don't like Batman personally. My brother does. Me personally, my favorite superhero is Spider-Man. So I'm kind of
interested. We got to talk about Spider-Man. We got to talk about that. Sorry. Okay. We have to talk about that after this.
Then we'll leave that for that. But yeah, I don't like Batman. I'm not a huge fan of him. Like you, Harley Quinn is like my favorite character, honestly. I remember playing Injustice, and like I only ever use Harley Quinn.
Yeah, I love her. Like, I have so many Funko Pops of Harley Quinn. Like, I love her. I do have a Batman Funko Pop. But, like, the only other Batman Pops that I have besides Harley Quinn are really DC Pops, are, like, the original, like, the Penguin, the Riddler, the one that Jim Carrey played, like, those, like, original OG Funkos. I have those, but these new ones I probably won't be getting.
See, this is how it began with my love for Harley Quinn is how my attraction to crazy toxic women began.
Red flag.
That's where it began.
Crazy toxic. So Funko, the last bit of Funko news, Funko has released a new, or will be releasing, a brand new line that is exclusive to Walmart, called Popsies. So, Popsies are basically like a small vinyl figure. I wouldn't say they look like Funkos. They do have like the oversized eyes, like, you know, it's like whatever. However, it's more of like a greeting card / meets Funko Pop is the only way I can put it. And so they're going to have like seasonal and everyday kind of themed messages with like pop culture characters. And I don't know, there's just like a little Funko Pop with like a little saying, like a little bubble, like a thought bubble above its head with like a quote or something. So like instead of getting somebody a Hallmark card, you'd get them a Popsy. Yeah, so I don't know. Like, it's interesting, but like I'm gonna share my screen right now for David so he can see. You see?
I felt like I would like that more in a Hallmark card, to be honest.
Yeah, like, it would be kind of cool, right? Like, and they're going to have all different kinds of new Funko Popsies. And so, oh, wow. Why would they have a Dropbox here?
They're just like, which one do you want?
Yeah, so they'll have, like, a Batman. And it says, you'll press the button for a pop-up message.
Oh.
And, yeah, so that's cool. And that's what it looks like. Shine like, yeah, the bat signal.
I'll be requesting these instead of Hallmark cards now. Instead of people giving
look
me Hallmark cards,
give me this. Harley Quinn.
See, I would take this. Nobody buy me Hallmark cards anymore.
Popsies. So Harley Quinn is in her traditional, like, what is that costume called?
The Jester costume.
The Jester costume, yeah. And then when you push her button, It says, let's get this party started. And like she, and you notice how like the she pops out of the little box.
I might buy that for myself, to be honest.
Yeah. it'd be like, I don't know, somebody gave it to me. Let's see, the Joker, that's cool. And so you crack me up. These are actually, now that I'm looking at them in detail, okay, they, why did they have to do Wonder Woman like that? They did her wrong. Yeah.
With her hair, the bubble.
there's no bubble with her?
Or, it looks like a bubble, but it's like a, I don't know what that is now.
It looks like they even have Five Nights of Freddy, or what is it called? Right? Five Nights at Freddy's.
I need to play it. Been going to.
Yeah. So they have those. They have You're One of Us. I like that. I actually kind of like these. They're like I said, they're like kind of like a new take on, you know, some of the like Hallmark cards, they like when you open them up, they pop up or they would sing or they'll light up. You know what I mean? It's kind of like a new take on that. Oh, Iron Man.
Oh, this is interesting. And they did very Robert Downey Jr. Okay.
You're the real superhero. Okay, I'm buying that one for me.
That's interesting. Why'd they go Robert Downey Jr. for Iron Man, but all the other guys are kind of very generic? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Look at this one. That's kind of interesting. Like Spider-Man. Spider-Man, have an amazing day. That's boring. He could have said something more exciting. Thanos? Thanos ruined our lives. Why? Why does Thanos get a popsy? Oh, snap. Oh, that's... that is so messed up. Oh my, I'll be so triggered if somebody buys it.
You're just gonna give me that for your birthday?
Oh my god, y'all. This Thanos popsy literally says, oh, snap. And it has like a little image, like a little card with the infinity...
gauntlet.
Oh my... That is the most savage thing. Oh my god, I am triggered right now.
Give it to people for a funeral, I guess, or something.
I am so triggered by those popsy. that's what I can't believe he had the nerve to say, oh snap. Oh no. So let's transition to the last topic in we're talking about Marvel characters, Thanos, and then we mentioned Spider-Man. The new fucking Spider-Man movie. Holy motherfucker.
It's probably the best movie I've ever seen in my life, to be honest with you. So many emotions. It just made you feel all kinds of ways.
I won't say best movie, but one of the best fucking movies. And I have to tell you, I only watched it because I heard rumors. Spoiler alert, if you have not watched it, stop listening right now. Okay? All right, if you keep listening, it's your fault, not mine. Okay, so I had heard rumors that, you know, my Spider-Man is Tobey Maguire. Yeah. That's my Spider-Man. That's like, I skipped all of Andrew Garfield's, like, I skipped every Spider-Man since then. I have not watched any of them. Well, then I heard this rumor, and I'm like, oh, okay, well, we'll see what happens. Well, then one night, last week, I had 2 days off in a row, and that hardly ever happens. And I'm like, you know what? Screw that. I bought the first two of Tom Holland's Spider-Man, and I bought them. iTunes had them on sale for $17 for both of them, for both movies, so I bought them. And I watched them both in one night, and then I purchased myself a ticket that night for the next morning to go watch the new Spider-Man. And holy motherfucker, when I tell you I got the chills watching that movie.
Me too.
I was sad. I wanted to cry because of Iron Man.
Yeah.
I wanted to scream and yell. I laughed because of Doctor Strange. Man, this movie, it is one of the best Marvel. What in the fuck kind of geniuses do they fucking have over there?
That movie made you feel every single emotion at one point or another. I almost cried when Toby came out, honestly.
Yeah, and then you know, the literal best scene is when the three of them are like swinging around and they all land in their signature like poses, like signature Spider-Man pose. I was like, oh, but that's when I felt literal goosebumps on my body.
They break the fourth wall perfectly. At every moment that they break the fourth wall is perfect. Like, they know when to break the fourth wall.
Having all those old villains back from, like, back in my Spider-Man day, you know, it was tough for me because I didn't watch the other, like, Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man, so I didn't watch, like, I didn't know his villains or whatever, but I knew, like, the characters kind of just because of the Marvel Universe, but oh my god, I am fucking mind-blown by that movie.
I think they really redeemed Andrew Garfield with this film, though, because, like, they made him play as Andrew Garfield and not necessarily Spider-Man. Because he even says it, too. Like, he like, points out that people don't like him when he, like, says, like, the line, like, oh, y'all are so cool. You fought everybody. I'm just here lame. I'm just lame. And everyone, and then Toby has to tell him, like, you're not lame. You're, like, you're amazing. So it kind of, like, he broke the wall perfectly, in my opinion, when he said that.
Yeah, it was like, and then when Andrew and Toby like have their arms around each other and they're just looking at Tom, like they passed it on to him, you know, like this was them like saying like, this is yours, kid, like you have it, like, oh, fuck.
It was good. It was so good.
And I like that whole MJ thing, you know, and then.
Oh, that almost made me cry too. When he caught Zendaya, that made me like. That made me, like, tear up. I was like, oh, my God.
Because he lost the love of his life. He couldn't save her in time. And then
he lost Gwen.
Oh.
He lost Gwen, and he couldn't save her. So he caught Zendaya, and he just, like, he started crying. I was like, oh, fuck.
Y'all, this is the first Nerdable podcast that we're going to cry. Fuck. Because of Spider-Man.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure everyone who watched it cried, too. That the Zendaya scene alone was the one that got me. That was just like, oh my god.
Zendaya is hands down one of the next generation's biggest actors, I think. She is so fucking good. I just watched her in the new episode of Euphoria, and I'm like, this bitch, I just watched her play fucking MJ, and here she is, this fucking drug-addicted teenager. I'm like, holy shit, Zendaya is so damn good. And she looks good while doing it all.
Yeah, and it was perfect. I want them to continue it. I've heard rumors that Spider-Gwen may come to fruition, and I hope it really does, because Spider-Gwen is probably one of my most favorite, like, Spider-Man universes. And bringing Emma Stone back would be pretty interesting, especially, like, because she died, and then they bring her back. But as a different one, that'd be kind of interesting.
Yeah, but I think she's kind of busy too, because Cruella is having another movie as well. So it's like, it'd be hard. I don't know.
I don't think anybody else should play Spider-Gwen besides her.
Yeah, but she might. But because Marvel has their movies lined up for years in advance, and I don't think that movie's planned. And so maybe like in the future. But I think there's rumors also of like tying with like the whole Doctor Strange thing. Tying like Doctor Strange and like the next, what is it called,
the
galaxy, the what is it called,
Guardians of the Galaxy,
and then bringing in like Fantastic Four and like tying kind of the different universes together with Doctor Strange.
There is a fan rumor, and I think it's just a rumor, that the kid from Stranger Things, I forget his name, he may play Miles Morales. I don't know how true that is.
And that would be cool, because they also, did you get that, I don't know if everyone got that Easter egg when they were like, I'm sure there's a Black Spider-Man out there somewhere.
Yeah, I caught that too. I was like, that's true.
It's like they're setting it up for the next kind of like iteration of Spider-Man. I know, isn't it Miles Morales that's like an animated series right now, right?
Yeah, Miles Morales is just an animated cartoon. So basically, the actor is called Caleb McLaughlin, And they're, I don't know if that's just a fan rumor or it has more weight than just that, but they're saying he could be Miles Morales.
Yeah, and I think that them planting that seed will be the next kind of iteration of Spider-Man, because also Tom Holland, in his last interview, like one of his press kits with Zendaya, said that like they like this is kind of it for him. Like he's enjoyed his time playing Spider-Man and they've liked it, you know, but he'll never say never. He, and then he also was like, I'm also like, are they going to bring all the fucking Spider-Man again together? Because he was also like, I also can never say never to be Spider-Man again. But I think for right now, it is what it is. He was saying something like that. And so I'm like, if they make another like trilogy of Spider-Man with Miles Morales and then bring back Tobey and Andrew and Tom, I'll be fucking dead.
Well, if they do Miles Morales, it's going to blow up the MCU, because you have to do Into the Spider-Verse.
So it's going to be wild, but I had to like fan out over that, because holy shit, that movie, y'all. If you haven't seen it, I don't know why you're still listening. You should have stopped it. Spoiler alert. But anyways, that is it for our first episode after the break. I guess this is season 2B, because season 2A took a break, but we are back. Yeah, so until next time, guys, have a great day. Thank you guys for listening. Make sure you check us out on social media. All the links are in the show notes, and we'll talk soon.